for CRI News. This is Shane Bigham. China and the United States have issued a joint statement to outline the main outcomes of their first law enforcement and cybersecurity dialogue on Wednesday. In the document, the two sides expressed their intention to exchange information on drug trafficking, make full use of established hotlines to address urgent cybercrime, and develop a process of verifying the identity of illegal immigrants in a timely manner. The dialogue in Washington, D.C. was co-chaired by visiting Chinese State Councilor and Police Chief Guo Shengkun, U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions, and Acting Secretary of Homeland Security Elaine Duke. 13 crew members of a Chinese fishing boat have been confirmed dead after a collision with a tanker in the Sea of Japan. The vessel from the Chinese mainland was carrying 16 on board when it collided with a tanker in waters 400 kilometers north of the Oki Islands. Three crew members were rescued at the scene. Five bodies were found in the toppled fishing vessel on Friday morning, and seven more were found in the afternoon. The Chinese Consulate General in Osaka said it'll keep in contact with the Japanese side to coordinate on follow-up issues. Official figures show that 67 million Chinese tourists traveled around the country on the sixth day of the National Day holiday. The National Tourism Administration said the figure represents an increase of over 12% year-on-year. Tourism revenue generated on Friday was approximately 55 billion yuan, up over 15% from the same period a year ago. At the same time, the country's transport systems are expected to enter another peak as people have started to return to their homes. The International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons, ICAN, has won the 2017 Nobel Peace Prize. The Norwegian Nobel Committee says the organization is receiving the award for its work to draw attention to the catastrophic humanitarian consequences of any use of nuclear weapons. The committee says it's also rewarding the organization for its groundbreaking efforts to achieve a treaty-based prohibition of nuclear weapons, which are not yet subject to any international legal prohibition. ICAN is a coalition of non-governmental organizations from around 100 different countries. The U.S. government permanently lifted the two-decade-long sanctions on Sudan and recognized the latter's sustained positive actions to counter terrorism and improve humanitarian distress. The relief of the sanctions has been eagerly anticipated since former U.S. President Barack Obama temporarily eased penalties against the East African nation. Under a directive signed by Obama, the United States moved to lift a trade embargo and unblock Sudanese government assets that were frozen in earlier actions. In July, the Trump administration decided to extend the review period by 3 months to determine whether to permanently lift trade sanctions. Despite the lifting, Sudan will remain on the U.S. list of state sponsors of terrorism. Sudan's government welcomed the U.S. decision and reiterated it would continue cooperation with the U.S. in all of the issues of mutual concern. Tech giant Apple has said the recent battery swelling problems with the newly released iPhone 8 Plus are just isolated incidents. A spokesman with the company said they're looking into it, while the incidents do not represent a safety concern. There have been reports from places such as the Chinese mainland, Hong Kong, Japan, and Canada that the new iPhone screens pop open as a result of an engorged battery. In some cases, the phones arrived already damaged, but in others, the battery swelled when the phone was charged up for the first time. But none of the reports suggest owners were in danger. Apple had issues with its iPhone batteries last year. The company offered to replace the battery on the very small number of iPhone 6 units that were shutting down without warning. World number one, Rafael Nadal banished some demons with a 6-4, 7-6 win over American John Isner in the quarterfinals of the China Open on Friday. The Spaniard lost to Isner in last month's Laver Cup, but this time he staged a solid display, although he was tested by the big serving Isner throughout the game. Nadal's won 5 titles this season and is closing in on this year's number one ranking. He will face third-seeded Grigor Dimitrov of Bulgaria in the last four on Saturday. Russian authorities have confirmed that a deadly collision between a bus and a train near Moscow on Friday has left at least 19 people dead. The country's emergencies ministry said the deadly crash was caused by the bus driver. The local railway department said the bus was passing a railway crossing on a red light, but its engine stalled and the bus was then struck by the train. Russian officials said the bus was carrying migrant workers from Uzbekistan, but it had license plates registered in Kazakhstan. The Kazakh Foreign Ministry earlier said on Facebook that 55 Uzbek citizens and 2 Kazakh drivers were aboard the bus, and one of the drivers was killed. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.